Welcome to day 133 of Happier People podcast here with me, Jerry Banfield. Would you believe how many ridiculous fears I've had in my life that today I'm aware they've disappeared? I hope this is really helpful for you the next time, maybe now or soon, that you experience fear to be able to have some context in it. Why do I share this? Because I want to remember this myself. I'll share some stories of things I've been afraid of, and now today they've either passed or happened or never even existed. And today this helps me the next time a new fear comes up to let go of it. I remember when I was in third grade or so, around 10 years old, we went on this field trip. We went out to the woods somewhere to look around at nature and see the sights. I grabbed these red berries off of a branch that was growing off a tree, and I had a couple of these red berries off of the tree. I don't remember how I got this idea, if a teacher or a guide said that the berries were poisonous, that you shouldn't eat them, or if some kid was joking around, but by the end of the field trip, I remember getting back on the bus, and I was terrified that I was going to get AIDS from having ate those berries off of that tree growing in the forest. I was legit scared and horrified that that might happen to me. I felt at the time that was a very real possibility. Sure, it's easy to look back 20 years later and say, oh, you were just a stupid kid, or you didn't know anything, or oh, you were so ignorant, or oh, you were, so that's adorable, a little fear. It's easy to look back and minimize what felt suffocating at the time. What I find today is that when I acknowledge that at that time, that was very scary, and if I see the common thread between that and my fears today, then I can look and think, in 20 years, how am I going to feel about this fear I'm experiencing today? Because today, my mind does the same basic thing it's been doing since third grade. One of the favorite ways our minds like to give these little fear tricks on us is in terms of money. I just experienced one of these this morning. I'm grateful I started trying to play music online yesterday, which from a rational state of mind doesn't look like it makes any sense. Jerry, you don't have any business trying to make music. You don't know anything about music. How can you possibly try and make music and do it live in front of people? No one's going to want to watch that. And I did it yesterday. I'm grateful, especially if you watched. It looks like thousands of people watched yesterday, and I think a lot of us had a lot of fun together. And if you didn't have any fun or you didn't watch, I invite you. Would you like to join sometime? I think this is a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it. And I was looking around this morning on the ImageLine website, which is the company that makes FL Studio 12. That's what I use to produce music. I found on the website where you could get samples, loops, and extra presets all for a bundle up price where you could save 65% and just buy all of them at once and get all of them downloaded and available in the program. I was thinking yesterday it might be nice to have some samples because most of the tutorials I've seen for using FL Studio, I was watching a class this morning. The instructor has lots of samples that he uses, and he says samples are very common. That's how musicians put new music together. You take a sample of something, you put it in, you put several different samples, you make a few different loops. Maybe you put a few of your own samples you create or different sounds. You basically put all these samples together or these existing loops together. You play around these things and try and make a song out of it. He says you don't need to have any pride about making samples. I was going to just essentially make all my own samples. I was going to try and go through and like strike a key on the keyboard at different points and make a sample out of it. And he explicitly discouraged that. He said that takes way too long. He says, I could make a song in maybe 10 hours that if you tried to do all those samples yourself, if you could even do them, it might take 100 hours. Or he says something along those lines. It takes about 10 times as long to try and do all your own samples. Just take some samples. I found the samples on the ImageLine website, and I got 65% off to buy all of them. So I added them in the cart. I said, yes, this is great. $1,300, the cost, more than I paid for the software itself at the highest level, including Deadmau5's X-Fur loop pack that he has, and as many loops and samples as I probably need for the next year. Tons of loops and samples, all kinds of things covered. An incredible library to play with, like bringing, in terms of music production, bringing an entire like Library of Congress of sounds that I can play with. A huge value. I have a credit line of $36,000 on the credit card, and I have a balance of something like $500 on it right now, which I pay off every month. Therefore, $1,300 is a reasonable expense in the context of my business. I can write that off as an expense, and I would hope it would be extremely useful. Rationally, it's a reasonable expense. When I sat down to actually go make the purchase, I was gripped with fear. Well, this'll be it. This'll put me over. I'll be bankrupt over this $1,300 purchase. You don't need these, Jerry. People online are going to say, that's so stupid. You don't need all those samples. You're not going to know what to do with all those. Why don't you just buy one at a time? And I was just gripped with that same kind of fear that I had about getting AIDS off of a berry on a bush in a forest. Or maybe it was a tree, I don't know. A little red berry. Sure, ridiculous fear of a third grader, but is not me sitting there looking at some numbers on a screen, on a computer, gripped with fear as if something was threatening my life or my family's life? Isn't that a ridiculous fear of a 32-year-old? Is not that just as ridiculous as the fear that I had as a child? I'm grateful today that I have the courage to keep moving forward, because I never would have started my business if I had been gripped by fear and saying, if I had thought about all the things that could go wrong and looking over 5.5 years about everything that's a lot of things have went wrong. I realize there's a lot more things that could go wrong. A lot of things have went wrong. Things you wouldn't even imagine to worry about have went wrong. And I'm grateful today I looked at it and I said, is this the right thing to do? Will this be very helpful for making music? And will this allow me to do much better work? Will this allow me to advance what I'm doing? Will this be helpful for other people who are hoping to listen to my music? Will this be helpful for me to make a video you might enjoy? And the answers to those were clearly yes. This sample library will be incredible. And I'm downloading it. I've been working on downloading it now. So I went ahead and bought it. I have the cash on hand to pay for it. And so why not go ahead and buy it? And then as soon as I did it, the fear disappeared. Yesterday, before I stepped up to do the live stream, I was gripped with a similar kind of fear. Just mostly feeling kind of stupid. Like, you can't step up and try and make music like this. You have no business doing this. There are people out there that actually know how to play music, and they're the ones that should be doing this, not you. And the same kind of thing, actually, I found a bunch of different ways to stall. I literally figured out how to live stream on Twitter because I was trying to stall. So fast that then I was back to the drawing board. All right, well, I've got 3 more hours. I guess it's time to either do this thing or to realize that I'm not going to do it. I think that life is happiest when I consistently show up and do my work. And my work is whatever you need it to be each day, whatever the world, whatever we collectively need it to be each day. Earlier this morning, it was to sit down with my daughter and feed her breakfast. And to me, that work is often easier to enjoy than this, which is amazing, fun work compared to most every job I did before. I think that a lot of things in our lives happen because when we see that fear, we often back down. And I say, see that fear in the context that it doesn't make sense, where what you stand to gain from working through the fear is huge, and what you stand to lose from it is almost nothing. I tell this story here and there about the 90 days after going to my Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. It wasn't the first one. I'd been to one when I was 21, but I went to one when I was 29 and I was serious about getting sober. I wasn't serious in college. And after about 90 days, I really wanted to drink again. And it was brutal. It was like suffocating to death. And I was insane. I was split into these multiple personalities, and both personalities agreed to go to one parking lot because I knew I needed to physically relax. And I was terrified of all the possibilities. I was terrified of going in the liquor store again because, as I share in my speaker meeting 2017 autobiography, the full version is available on Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it for free. 12 hours long, 2 hours on alcoholism, 1 hour on sex, 2 hours on gambling and money issues, and a couple hours on food, another hour on emotions, another hour on video gaming. As I sat there in front of the liquor store and in front of Massage Envy, I was terrified to do anything. And that surprised me because rationally I understood why I was terrified to go in the liquor store. After suicide attempts, drunk driving all over the place, and thousands of little stupid, nasty, hurtful, shameful things, I understood why I was afraid to go in the liquor store. Because I had a insurmountable, hopefully, to most reasonable people, amount of evidence beyond any reasonable doubt that for me specifically, that's a bad idea. I understood why I was afraid to do the same thing I've done so many times before. As if I put my hand on a hot burner 1,000 times and was afraid to do it again. That's a good, healthy fear. And then I looked in the Massage Envy and I was afraid to go in there too. And that struck me as strange because the fear in the going in the liquor store was so understandable. It was so easy to see why I was afraid to go in there. But why was I afraid to go in the Massage Envy? That didn't make any sense. I could find no rational reason why I was afraid to go in there, except that I didn't know what my life would look like if I went in there. If I actually found a different way to relax that didn't require getting wasted, having 10, 20, 30 shots of liquor over a 5, 10, 15, 20 hour period, if I didn't find an alternative, I realized I was going to have a problem. But when I had an alternative presented right in front of me, it was suggested by an AA member. They said, why don't you try getting a massage? You need to lighten up a little bit. I get a massage, it helps me. And then I saw that I was afraid to literally do anything. That somehow that little fear I had as a third grader about getting AIDS from eating berries in the forest, which obviously I'm grateful didn't materialize, that little fear somehow got wrapped into my entire existence. That literally just breathing and continuing to go on was something to be scared of. That either I would be somehow hurt or in pain or I'd lose everything. That pretty much no matter what happened in life, I was afraid of it. And I'm grateful I walked into that Massage Envy. The fear spell kind of broke. Because for the first time in a long time, instead of being stopped by fear of the unknown, I simply essentially just took a plunge into the unknown. So many times before, I'd chosen to push through fear of the known misery, that consistent, predictable misery. So I'm not suggesting to just go out and do something stupid, but to have a little awareness of where fear is stopping progress. And at the same time, to have awareness of where fear is healthy. I felt lots of fear lots of the times I drank, and I did it anyway. doing something that's poisoning and hurting you and causing problems, that is not a fear you want to just work through and keep doing. I'm grateful today at looking so many of the fears I've experienced that I put myself in a position to experience them. For example, I was so afraid of getting a speeding ticket for years. And guess what? I drove over the speed limit all the time. And I actually made it. I got stopped 8 times or something like that. 8 or 10 times before I got a speeding ticket. Every time going at least 5 miles an hour, usually 10 or 15 miles an hour over the speed limit, as much as 25 or so miles an hour over the speed limit without even getting a ticket. Finally, I got stopped in a speed trap area where they just give everyone tickets, or I don't know, I wasn't a police officer then, maybe they... I got stopped in a lot of places and just showed my badge and got out of it. I got stopped in the one place, though, and I got a speeding ticket there, and that didn't even slow me down. I finally realized that I didn't have to be afraid of speeding if I would just slow down. And then I tried to slow down and I realized, why is it so hard to slow down? Why is it I have a hard time eliminating the behavior that produces the fear? And then it's realization, like, I have an addiction to fear. That I like being afraid. I like that feeling of stress and uncertainty. I like that little buzz I get going 10 or 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. And then all the mental activities. Well, if the officer stops me, then I'm going to say this. And then... And now I have a much better life because I just drive slower. I set this cruise control to maybe 3 miles an hour over if I want to get somewhere fast. And at that speed, if I get pulled over, I'm happy to get a ticket. And I don't worry about it then. I figure that's a standard deviation above. If some cop has a bad day and stops me going 3 miles an hour over, I'll be happy to take the ticket. I figure that's a good driving speed generally for safety as well. That if you drive under the speed limit sometimes, that may be more challenging for other drivers than going over it. But I try and aim for the speed limit today for the first time ever since I started driving. As soon as I could even barely drive a car, I started aiming to drive 5, 10, 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. Or most of my adult life, I aimed to go 10 over the speed limit, even if I didn't need to. Today, I'm learning that I don't have to put myself in all these situations that generate fear. And then when I do have a situation like this morning, where I'm trying to make some progress and move forward, you might say, then I'm able to just walk through the fear instead of getting stopped by it. What happened a lot in my life was that the places I needed to work through my fear, I wouldn't. And the places I needed to respect my fear, like alcoholism, I would just keep going into those over and over again. I would essentially choose the fear that I was most comfortable facing. I would choose the predictable misery of the hangover, the predictable misery of acting like an idiot, the predictable misery of getting stopped by another police officer, or being afraid the whole time of going too fast. I would choose that predictable misery instead of just trying to drive the speed limit. I don't remember ever trying to just drive the speed limit if I wasn't drunk driving. And when I was drunk driving, even sometimes I'd go way over the speed limit. I'd go 40, 50 miles an hour over the speed limit sometimes drunk driving. After looking at all these fears I've had in my life today, it's amazing to see how they've disappeared. Where are those fears today? Where are all those things that I thought would be so terrible? I remember being terrified of being banned from Udemy, a website I had 72 courses on a year ago. I remember being terrified of getting banned from Udemy. And guess what? I got the email that I got banned from Udemy. And there my fears were. And you know what? It wasn't that bad. In fact, it's allowed me to make a lot of improvements. It's allowed me to do things I wouldn't have done if I had been allowed to continue teaching on there. It allowed me to have a lot of fun playing video games full-time to test out a lifelong fantasy. Do you really want to play video games full-time? Here you go, you can do it. And amazingly, I discovered, no, I don't want to play video games full-time. I don't want video games to be my main job. Isn't that amazing to get to try some kind of lifelong fantasy like that? I'm grateful today to see that facing fear of the unknown in a healthy way has gigantic rewards. I now have wonderful ways to consistently relax on a daily basis, whether it's prayer, meditation, massage, going to an AA meeting, relaxing with my family at the end of the day, taking the dogs for a walk, just taking a shower at the end of the evening. And I find that all these fears of the unknown I've been through, these are really the biggest blocks to happiness in my life. And that each time I step into a fear of the unknown, I take a leap of faith and I get a big boost of happiness. I've had just this feeling of euphoria yesterday, just a wonderful connection with the world after working through my fear of trying to make music online. And today I'm excited to give it another shot with about 10,000 new samples and loops to play around with. Thank you very much for watching or listening to this today. It's March 23rd, 2017. Episode day 133 in a row of Happier People podcast. My exercise today is to remember when I get in the middle of a fear, no matter what it is, it will go away. Often it will be replaced by another fear, or maybe if I step into and take a leap of faith into the unknown, if I act on what I know is right, then maybe I won't have any fear for a little while. And my exercise today is to remember this the next time a fear comes up. It's not that I don't have fears come up in my life. It's that I consistently handle them. I don't try and just dodge them, or I try and handle them when they come up, to look at it, face it, and take the right action. Thank you very much for being here with me today. I hope you have a wonderful day.